You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Don't look now, but if you're watching this stream live on their Facebook page, MediConnect, he is here live and in living color. Let's say welcome back to Sean Horn. All's well that ends well. We went through some tough months, but you look great. Success. We're going to give a shout out to the good folks in the medical community, especially AGH, Allegheny Health Network, in conjunction with Highmark. And then we're going to get down to the business of Medicare. Sean, God bless you, brother. We love you. It's great to see you back in the saddle again.
Guess who's back?
That's right.
Back again. Sean Horn's back, baby. Let's go. It is time. Welcome to the Inside Connection. I'm so happy to be here. I'm pumped up. It's been way too long, my friend. It is great to see you as well. And, you know, before we do get started today, I do want to make a recommendation to anybody out there. If you need an ear, nose, and throat doctor, you have to check in on Dr. Douglas Chen at the Allegheny General Hospital. He is a part of the Pittsburgh Ear Institute. He was part of my surgery team, as well as Dr. Alexander Yu was the neurosurgeon. And you know what, Rob? You know, you and I talked at length about what was going through my head leading up to that procedure, and knowing it was going to be a 12-hour event, and 5 hours of which was going to be drilling into my skull. Like, I was, you know, freaking out about that a little bit, but I cannot recommend this team high enough. You know, between the surgeons, their fellows, and their team around them, plus the nurses inside the ICU were absolutely phenomenal. So everybody on that team really put me in a great position to bounce back quickly. 2 days later, I saw you put the post up there that I was discharged, which is absolutely true. I probably could have went home even earlier than that, but we were waiting for an MRI. But you know, and once I got home, like, I actually felt guilty when people were coming to my house and bringing me food, because I'm like, look, I really don't need the help. I mean, they could not have asked for a better recovery. So once again, Dr. Douglas Chen, he's the audiologist. Dr. Alexander Yu was the neurosurgeon. Could not have been happier with the way that this came out.
And another reason why we always sing the praises of these healthcare facilities in and around, but AGH, very near and dear to my heart, the Allegheny Health Network, in conjunction with Highmark, a healthcare company. And all's well that ends well. So what do you say we get down to the business of the Inside Connection?
I'm all about it. We're going to have a little bit of fun before we get into the business of it all. But before we do that, I do want to also thank my team back at headquarters of MediConnect, Lance, Lauren, Mark. The way that they all stepped in for me during this time, it was painful being out. I love being involved and getting after it to help people understand Medicare a little bit better. They did a phenomenal job. I'm happy that Mark got to spend some time with his grandchild today, and Lauren got to have a weekend off, and Lance, the hardworking gentleman as he is, don't have to worry about the show today. I'm very happy to be here. So thank you to those three as well. But, you know, look, it is a big weekend. I'm back, baby. But not only that, it's kind of like a holiday here in southwestern Pennsylvania this weekend because, of course,
Steelers.
We got the Steelers tomorrow.
Steelers.
And let me tell you, my man, I am fired up this year about what they're looking like. I think that they have a really good shot to surprise some people. It's a holiday. It should be anyways. I mean, I don't know what we're doing in government around here if we can't deem tomorrow at least a local holiday. But you know, it's going to be a big game. I feel good about it. I think Pickett is going to surprise the people. We got a great young core of rookies, I think, that are going to make some noise. Joey Porter Jr., Broderick Jones, Keanu Benton. You got the Nick Herbig on the outside. It's going to be a great year, I really do believe. And I think it all starts off tomorrow. So, you know, huge. We're going to circle back to talk about the Steelers a little bit more. But I know you usually do your predictions tomorrow. But
I'm taking the Steelers.
Are you?
Yeah, man. I mean, they're 2.5-point underdog. Nick Bosa's back, which is a concern. But I'm telling you, I don't think what Kenny Pickett did during the preseason is hype. I think he's starting to take that next step. I mean, they named him captain, so somebody's got to have some faith in him. We'll see what happens.
I mean, and I've been just thinking about that pass that he hit Najee Harris against the Baltimore Ravens to win that game. And that has just been playing in my head for months now about what the potential could really look like for this team. So, again, tomorrow, it's go time, finally, and I'm super excited about that.
And you got
that.
Pitt today, too, a 6.5-point favorite against Cincinnati, 6:30. That's on 93.7 The Fan. The Pirates, Atlanta tonight on KDK Radio. So it's a big sports weekend, but let's face it, King football, it still is what it is. Last night, of course, Bell Vernon, the Allegheny Health Network Sports Medicine, Friday night game of the week, gets that big win against McKeesport. Those coaches will be on with us tomorrow, Coach Humbert and Coach Miller, on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. But when the Steelers play, the world settles in for the National Football League.
It really does. I mean, it perfect weather for it. Finally got that rain to come through.
And you were sprinting across the parking lot, too. I'm like, what's this guy?
I'm ready.
That's Sean Horn.
I'm ready, my man. So, yes, big weekend, of course. But then also, don't have a lot of history to talk about with this day, but I do want to talk about a little bit of history that happened in Pittsburgh this past week, and that is the fact that Aerosmith came through Pittsburgh. And, you know,
I heard they just absolutely were lights out.
Yeah, I heard the same. I had a good friend who went and said that the show was just absolutely amazing.
Steven Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, quite a difference from what I heard about Guns N' Roses, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but,
well,
you know, look, Aerosmith, they've been at it since 1970, formed in Boston.
Well, in defense of Axl, he's trying to hit some octaves that I think you can only hit when you're 25 and you're wearing size 30 skinny jeans. You know what I'm saying?
True, but how is Steven still doing it, though?
Well, Steven's, he's phenomenal. And you got to realize, when he came up, it was all live in the studio. And you had the musicians playing live. And when Axl and them started to come along, synthesizers, multi-tracking, and if there were some shortcomings, that would be able to kind of pick up the slack. Not to take anything away from, you know, Slash and Axl, tremendous talent, great stage presence. But look, everybody gets older. Things aren't the same. But Steven Tyler is old school rock and roll, kind of cut from the same cloth as Mick Jagger.
Very much so.
That's what they know.
Yeah. So for them to come through Pittsburgh, and it's the Peace Out Tour, so I imagine...
They're not done. We've been saying about the Stones for 20 years. They're going to release a new album. So there's got to be another tour. Steven Tyler is always going to be relevant. And I'll tell you, if you ever have a chance to hear him in a podcast form, he's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, he's a brilliant mind for sure. And he's got quite some stories to tell. But, you know, 1970, they were formed. Their first true number one song didn't come around for another 25 years when they came out with You Don't Want to Miss a Thing, which was obviously on the Armageddon soundtrack. So,
yep.
You know, to have that type of career, but only really...
Do you realize people who were fans then are now like Medicare age?
Why do you think I'm talking about it?
I know that. I just want to make sure people understood this wasn't some sort of music show, but it really was about music to all of us who grew up in that era. Because, and let's face it, I remember them, Run DMC, Walk This Way,
oh, yeah,
when they rekindled their whole fan base again.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it's a... to watch them take those turns over the years, Run DMC, they worked with Eminem a couple years back. And I mean, they've really branched out to really hit different audiences. So you got to give them all the credit in the world. And, you know, a lot of number one hits along the way, truly. But, you know, they really got the accolades. But they had, during their career, 25 years, they've had 25 gold, 18 platinum, and 12 multi-platinum records. So, I mean, I think they're doing okay.
They're doing okay.
But what's your favorite song by them?
Probably Walk This Way.
Okay.
Or Crying's pretty good.
That is good. Mine's Dream On. Always
oh,
has been.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, come on. I forgot about that.
Always has been. Such a great song. So, and then I do want to bring up one historical fact, where today, back in 1776, at the birthright of our country, this was the day where we became the United States instead of the United Colonies. So there's that little history fact that you could take to your Steeler parties.
A lot of people don't realize, when they were signing that Declaration of Independence, they called out for Domino's Pizza. They had Domino's Pizza that day when they, as before John Hancock put his name on the dotted line, they got a couple of veggie pizzas from Domino, and they were brought right over to
them. Can't blame them. They do have good garlic sauce. I don't blame them there. But, you know, want to talk a little bit about the trivia? Want to bring that back before we take our first break?
Yes,
but,
please do.
You know, the Steelers open the doors of Acrisure, or is it still Heinz? Or have we determined that?
No, it's Acrisure.
Is it?
Heinz is down in Aliquippa now.
Okay. Well, we'll give it to you then, Rob.
Thank you.
All right. So they're going to host the NFC powerhouse, the 49ers, tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Those of you lucky enough to attend will undeniably hear the Steelers anthem, which is otherwise known as Renegade.
By Styx.
Absolutely great song, by the way. The story of the song's relationship with our beloved team is pretty unclear, but the first person to tell us when the Steelers first played this song to fire up their people in the stands will get a $15 gift card from the great people at Gecko.
If you think you know it, 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. Don't forget, you are going to be 65, the annual enrollment period, weeks away. This is the middle of September, believe it or not, we're headed towards. So it's going to be October before you know it. You need to set up an appointment. There is never a charge for their services. If you are 65 or you want to revisit your Medicare coverage, do it today. We have live advisors until noon. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. And if you think you know that first song that fired up the black and gold faithful, you can call to get that gas card by dialing this number, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. MediConnectInsurance.com, seminars and more Medicare 101. Sean Horn is back hosting the Inside Connection on KDKA. All right, before we hopefully get a winner with our trivia question and we get to segment number two, let's begin by talking about seminars. Tell them where they're going to be, and I'll let them know how they can register. They are free, but you have to register.
Yeah, so this is a big week for us, and we're actually going to be talking about the seminars in this particular segment, especially if you're out east in the eastern suburbs of Pittsburgh. We really got to, you know, want you to stay plugged in here. But September 12th and 13th, we're going to be hosting at the same location, which is the Holiday Inn in Monroeville. So, again, two separate days, separate events, 12th and the 13th. It's going to be 6 o'clock start times for you folks in Monroeville. September 19th, we're going to have a 6 and 7:15 start time event for the AHM McCandless Hospital in the Ross Township area. September 20th, we're at the Holiday Inn in Bridgeville. And then the 26th, we're at the Beaver Memorial Library right off the main drive there up in Beaver, which I'm super excited about. Beautiful building.
It is a beautiful building.
Yeah, I'm hopeful. I know there's a lot of people up here who are eligible, so I think that it's going to be a big
event. When are you going to be there again?
We're going to be at September 26th, the Beaver Memorial Library.
All right, and that's right on River Road in Beaver. You're going to absolutely love it. And if I happen to be off that night, well, I will not be off that night. I thought I was, but I would love to go. That's a great venue. So how do you get these registration in without having to do anything but make a call or to go to their website? You can dial right now, say, I want to be there, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. So September 12th, these all start at 6, Holiday Inn Monroeville Boulevard. September 13th, Holiday Inn Monroeville Boulevard. And then on September the 19th, 6 and 7:15 p.m., AHN Hospice McCandless, 8950 Duncan Avenue, Pittsburgh, 15237. Or September 20th, as he mentioned, 6 p.m. Holiday Inn, Washington Pike Road in Bridgeville. So you're going to want to check that out. Again, very simple. Along with that Beaver date, September 26th, 6 p.m., Beaver Memorial Library. You need to do this. Go to 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com. October, they're going to be in Cranberry, Penn Hills. More locations to be announced very soon. MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab and don't forget, live advisors are standing by until noon. 888-818-6334. And congratulations to Teresa in Gibsonia, the winner of the trivia question. She gets a $15 gas card from GetGo and MediConnect. Please, once again, the question and the correct answer, Sean.
When was the first time the Steelers played Renegade at Heinz Field? The answer is the 2002 wildcard game against the Browns, and it was credit to a gentleman named Mike Marchinski, who started the trend. He was actually just listening to the song, had it in the parkway coming into town, and heard it and took it to the AV team at the stadium and said, hey, I think we got something here. The rest is history. So Mike Marchinski is the gentleman who started the trend, and here we are going to be listening to it again tomorrow. So very excited. And now we're going to talk a little bit about the seminars, specifically those of you who were in the eastern part of town. So Monroeville, Verona, Plum, Penn Hills, Greensburg. If you're in that location, we have two events back-to-back in Monroeville this week. And we're doing that for a specific reason. It's the fact that we have data indicating that there are a lot of people in this region here out in the East Hills that are eligible for Medicare. And we want to fill these rooms up because, again, we do know that you're out there listening right now probably and know that you need the help. So let's talk to the rookies because we're talking a lot about football today, right? It's a national holiday for us. So talking about to the rookies of Medicare, those of you who are going to be eligible for Medicare in the next year or so, you really got to stay plugged into what we got going on here. And here's why. So what I hear a lot of the time when it comes to people who attend our events is, okay, cool, I know I'm eligible for Medicare in the next little bit here, but I still have group benefits. I'm okay. Like, I plan on working still. And I understand that reality. I can, you know, it's a benefit you work for all your life. You're paying into it. It's a, you know, it'll be there when you're ready. But right now you're still working. You're happily employed, hopefully, and, you know, enjoying your work benefits. Perfectly fine. I get that. But, you know, we talked in the opening segment about the fact that I'm back now. Just had brain surgery a little over a month ago. And leading up to the procedure, I went over this before, but I want to hammer this home for you folks again. I, unfortunately, am not yet eligible for Medicare. Got a couple decades yet. But I have group insurance through the hospitals. My wife is happily employed there. Got pretty good benefits, actually. Leading up to the procedure, I needed an MRI to find out what was going on with my ear ringing. That cost me $771. I had tests leading up to the procedure, $40 here, $50 there, EKG, you know, all that stuff. That had to come out of pocket as well. The procedure itself was $1,780. And the only reason it was that, quote unquote, inexpensive is because I hit my maximum out of pocket. Then, of course, you know, my wife does pay a nice premium to cover our family through her paycheck to make sure that we have this insurance. Here's the kicker, folks. If I was on Medicare, instead of the group coverage that I have through the hospital with, where my wife is an employee, I would have paid out of pocket somewhere around $600 in totality for everything I just broke down for you, not $2,500.
Big difference.
It's a huge difference. And I'm still paying when I go get my medications and everything. Like it doesn't truly stop. For medical things, I'm good. Like, I'm paid for now. But everything else, like, I'll have an MRI at the beginning of December to, you know, do a checkup. I won't have to pay anything for it then. But I've already paid through the nose this year for, you know, what just happened. There's a lot of people who are currently working right now who have Medicare available to them that are putting it off just because, I'm not using my benefits. You know what? I'm comfortable. Whatever it might be, you're probably, not always, there are people out there who do have benefits, they should not leave. But for those of you who are kind of wishy-washy on how you feel about your group coverage and you have Medicare, you really should be attending these events that we are hosting, especially those that we're having in Monroeville this week. Again, we have two events back-to-back, you know, and these are events that we do plan to fill, knowing that there's a large contingent of people in this region that need this type of help. So again, if you are that type of person, whether you're turning 65 in the next year or you're over the age of 65 and you're still working, even if you're happy with your benefits at work, you should really come and learn what Medicare is all about just to make sure you're maximizing your insurance dollar. And you can get plugged in with our company right now. We have the live advisor standing by through noon today, 888-818-6334. Or again, you can always go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab to register yourself. I also want to talk a little bit about the fact that, you know, I'm seeing a lot of people who, when they do come to these events, they're in the audience and learning a little bit about Medicare. Some people are a little nervous to pull the trigger about getting onto Medicare because they think that this is like an acceptance of the fact that, now I'm old. I'm looking at Social Security now. I'm talking about Medicare. I can't believe this is my reality. How did this happen so fast? And blah, blah, blah. Well, listen, folks, this is not an admission of you being old. I could tell you, and I'm sure the rest of my team at MediConnect will happily second this notion, where most of the time when I'm talking in front of these crowds, I can't believe that people in the room are Medicare eligible based off just how they look. I mean, today's 65-year-olds look nothing like what they did 12 years ago when I first started my career. Today's, you know, boomer, if you will, that's becoming Medicare eligible, they're far more active, they're younger looking, they're, you know, busy with life and work and grandkids and traveling and all that. So it's not that you're old now. It's the fact that you have an opportunity to look at benefits that are available that might actually make more sense for you and your situation. And those of you who are battling some sort of health condition, especially while you're working, you really should be taking a look at Medicare, because there is oftentimes you're going to save tremendous amounts of money out of pocket if you look at a Medigap and you're dealing with something like cancer or what have you, when you have that guaranteed eligibility. So you really, again, there's a lot of different angles we can play here. It is worth taking a look at your benefits, comparing them versus Medicare. At MediConnect, what we do is make it simple. Medicare made simple. We will do the side-by-side comparison. If it makes sense for you to stay with your group benefits, you do exactly that and we will tell you. We'll be there when Medicare comes calling. You stay where it is most advantageous and most cost-effective, and we'll be there to service you year in and year out, always, no cost, no obligation, just great information.
All right, lots of stuff to get to, but tell them why now would be the best time if you're going to be eligible in a few weeks for the enrollment period, or you just simply want to renegotiate or look back. Best time to get that appointment set up is right now, today.
Yeah, right now. And the reason being is we're already setting appointments for October. We had a meeting just this past week with the leadership team at MediConnect, and we actually have far more appointments this year than we have in any other year. And what's really interesting is the fact that this is kind of a stable year from the market. There's a couple carriers that, and we're going to talk about this more in detail in the next segment, but there's a couple carriers who are going to be stepping up, it looks like, this year. We want to make sure that you know about what's going on there. But for those of you who like to plan, and again, we'll circle back on this in the next segment, those of you who like to plan, it is worth making the phone call now to get in the books so that you're not missed when it comes to getting the information you deserve.
All right, let me give you the seminars again. September the 12th, these are all at 6, Holiday Inn Monroeville. Back there again, Holiday Inn Monroeville, the 13th of September, the 19th of September, two seminars, one location, one at 6, one at 7:15 p.m., AHN Hospital, McCandless, that's Duncan Avenue, and then September 20th, Holiday Inn Washington Pike Bridgeville, and then Beaver Memorial Library in Beaver, September 26th. Again, go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab, and you can register there for free, or you can pick up the phone while you're making that appointment. Again, there is never a charge for the services, and you can register for one of the seminars by dialing right now, and we've got representatives there until noon today, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. We've got lots to get to when we come back, so stay with us. He is Sean Horn. He's back. We're so happy to see him hosting this week's edition of the Inside Connection, that number, bridging the healthcare gap. You can reach those advisors right now, standing by until noon, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Good morning. Look who's back. He is Sean Horn hosting the Inside Connection. Remember, we've got those live advisors standing by, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. And there are many other ways to plug into this message that is MediConnect, and one of them is your very successful podcast.
It is. It has grown quicker than we thought it would, if I'm being honest. And tomorrow we actually have our encore presentation where you get to watch the living legend, broadcast legend, Rob Pratt, who he was on with us a few months back, and we had a little bit of a technical issue, but we fixed it all up. Tomorrow, Rob Pratt joins the Inside Connection podcast, CBS News Pittsburgh. You can either download the app CBS News Pittsburgh from your phone's app store, or go to the website cbsnews.com/Pittsburgh, 12 o'clock. Mr. Rob Pratt joins the Inside Connection podcast, where we talk about our relationship all these years and, you know, why you're so passionate about working with us.
Yeah, and I am literally knocking on the door to sign up for Medicare. And as they did, this guy in front of me helped me get the Social Security deal done. I'm going to take you through it as well. But I just can say to all of you out there who are dealing with these issues, especially wanting to revisit your coverage to get maybe better coverage, dealing with that information for the first time and all of the stuff that's showing up in your mailbox right now, cut to the chase. Do what your Pratt Pack did. Call 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com. What's next?
So we talked to the rookies last segment. Today, in this segment here, we're going to talk to the veterans of Medicare. Those of you who have been on Medicare for a year or longer, been through the ropes already, kind of don't need to, you know, pay so much attention to the seminars, but you know that, you know, here it comes again. The weather is changing, football season is starting. That obviously means that the phone calls, the commercials, the mail, everything is going to start, you know, inundating you. So let's walk through the very first piece of information that you should be receiving here in the next week or so when it comes to Medicare, and that is Your current coverage is going to send you your annual notice of change letter. It's called ANOC in the industry, annual notice of change. Where basically what happens is they give you a layout of what your plan is going to look like next year for 2024. And they compare it against the way that your benefits work for 2023. So first and foremost, I get it. Look, these insurance companies kill enough trees with all the information they send. And I'm, by the way, I feel you on this because ever since I had surgery, I'm getting all kind of mail. This is not a bill. But I'm getting a breakdown of all the things that, you know, happened to me during that time and how much out of pocket I could be looking at. So I know when you use your healthcare, you're getting this information all the time. And then it's really hard to sort through what you should pay attention to. But this annual notice of change is important to pay attention to because, again, it's the breakdown between year to year. What's it look like now versus what is it going to look like next year? Now, I do have to give you the warning as far as how I view that document itself, and it is the fact that it's important, but it also really lends to the generation that doesn't like change. It keeps you locked into your coverage. And here's what I mean by that, Rob. So from 1 year to the next, your premium may change a dollar or two. Your co-pays may go up a little bit, you know, $5 here, $10 there. And because it's not a gross negligence of, you know, my premium is going up $50 this year from one same plan, just they want to charge me $50 more. Because they don't usually do that, it's a very nominal change. It's $2, $3, $4. Because that's the way that it typically looks, they lull you in to really, you know, staying complacent with your coverage. So what I really want to help you understand is when you get that annual notice of change this year, what we got to pay attention to is your premium changing? If it is changing, for the good or bad, what else is changing with it? Are your copays going up? Is your drug coverage changing? Are you getting less dental, vision, and hearing? Are they taking something away? Because that can happen whether your premium goes up or down, where they're going to adjust these benefits to help their bottom line a little bit. And what we want to do is really help those of you understand who've been on Medicare, who hate change. And believe me, I get it. You're the generation that you stayed at your company forever, you worked your time, and then you got out and you lived a happy retirement. And we don't want you to stop that. But there comes a point in time where these plans really understand, okay, they're not making any moves. They've been here for 3-4 years now. We're going to jump the premium up because we know that there's nothing that's going to happen. They're not going to move regardless of what we do. And when that happens, they take advantage of you. This year, there are going to be ways, huge ways to save on coverage, whether it's your premium, your co-pays, especially your prescriptions. That's one area where we can always, you know, help people out and save a tremendous amount of money usually. And again, you're getting this information from the top rated experts of Pennsylvania when it comes to Medicare. You can go to our Google page and see, you know, Google MediConnect. You'll see all the 5-star ratings, but don't just look at the number of 5 stars. Read the words behind these reviews, because I think you'll really get an understanding of how we operate. We're really here to make sure that, again, your insurance is made simple, but you're also maximizing the opportunity that's in front of you so that you're not having to pay unnecessary dollars for lackluster coverage.
And that's what they do every day, helping you. Now, look, if you're listening right now and you've got a question for Sean and you want to get it answered right now before you call that toll-free number, 888-818-6334, you can call us, kind of like that third segment, always kind of a roundtable discussion, and we'll do more of this as we get into the annual enrollment, but it's 866-391-1020. People just need to understand there are answers to questions, and you've got those answers.
Not only do we have the answers, but we also have the answers for free. You literally can call at any point in time with a question about your current coverage or what you're hearing may be available or problems you may be having. And MediConnect will do our very best to help you navigate whatever that problem may be. But if a solution is needed when it comes to the way that your coverage is operating, we can absolutely help make adjustments along the way if that is in your best benefit. And again, folks, I mean, look, we get paid straight from the insurance carrier. There's no fee to you for what we do. We operate, you know, in a way that I think is, you know, no cost, no obligation, just great information, great guidance. We advise in a way that, you know, makes sense for the way that if it was our own family member sitting across the table from us, how would we advise them? If it was mom that needed help, what would we do for her? So we're going to do the exact same thing for you if you call in Again, the A-Team is standing by until noon today, 888-818-6334. But you can also, any point during the week from 8 o'clock until 5. For now, we're going to start running it, at a full schedule from 9 to 9 here in the not-too-distant future. But you can get your answers almost around the clock, 888-818-6334.
Yeah, and our phones are ringing here, too, because it's getting close to that enrollment period. People have questions, and they know this is the source. So let's go to Bob. He's up first for Sean Horn on the Inside Connection on KDK. Hi, Bob.
Hi, good morning. Thank you, gentlemen, and I appreciate hearing you both. Well, I don't want to rain on anyone's parade, but I am living example proof. I retired when I was 62, and I was on Medicare Part A. And then I got B. Well, I've had one of the worst economic experiences with Medicare. I, unfortunately, have been very sick. I was in and out of hospitals and SNFs, nursing homes and such. They only pay 80%. Does your witnesses know that? 80%. I have bills sitting on my table, sirs, $9,100, thanks to Medicare. Okay? You guys know that?
Well, the key is that's why you got to get the right plan, because there are nuances and there is that underwritten rule that the fine print. So that's why you need somebody helping you negotiate and navigate like MediConnect.
Yeah, I mean, if you had a Medigap plan, if you were in a skilled nursing facility for less than 100 days, that would have been covered in totality as well as all of your hospital bills. So I'm sorry that unfortunately has been your reality, Bob. And I my heart breaks when I hear that, because that's probably a situation that, we may not be able to come back and correct it the most cost-effective way now, since we're beyond his initial enrollment period, it sounds. But there still may be ways to help you. Plus, we're also connected with a lot of different strategic partners, and elder law and so forth that may be able to help as well. So if we don't have the answers, we have plenty of resources that may be able to help you.
Bob, listen, I got to go to my next call, but what I want you to do is call 888-818-6334. Set up an appointment with them, and it's free of charge. Never charge for their services. But call right now. We've got representatives. Say you were just on the air, and you want to set up an appointment, and hopefully they may be able to do something for you. But thank you for the call. 888-818-6334. Here's Tony in Mount Pleasant. Tony, you're on the Inside Connection with Sean Horn and Rob Pratt, KDK. How are you?
Hi, Sean. I have two questions for you.
Sure.
Number one is I've had an Advantage plan for years. I'm in good health. First of all, if I change over and try to go to regular Medicare instead of Advantage, and for whatever reason they deny me, can I still go back to Highmark Advantage Care? Would I still be able to go back to that?
Yes, but I will also. Yes, I don't mean to cut you off. I do want to hear your second question, but I do want to make this very clear. If the Medicare supplement does not approve you, you do go back to the Medicare Advantage plan. However, if you're in pretty good health, there are a lot of different companies that we work with that have pretty lenient underwriting and still really good rates, really good claim payout histories and so forth. So if you're in that position, it very well may be worth taking a hard look now, especially this enrollment period, if that's something that you're interested in.
All right, and the second part of the question is my understanding is Advantage, if they decided I don't need that operation, they have the right to deny it, whereas regular Medicare, they don't. They have to give you that operation. Is that correct, Sean?
So, not necessarily, and here's what I mean by that. This upcoming year especially, 2,000 medical codes were eliminated as a result of ambiguity that the provider offices were using when it comes to making people jump through a lot of different hoops in order to be a profit center for these medical offices and so forth. So the government got wise to it. They eliminated all these different codes. The government is putting a very watchful eye on both Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplement moving forward when it comes to needing these procedures. So as long as it is medically necessary, it's not an elective procedure. It's not something like you want your skin lifted on your face, whatever it might be. It's something medically necessary to extend your life, which, again, my brain tumor that I had just a couple months ago, that was one situation where they approved me, and I'm on group insurance. So if that's your scenario where you're worried about, a denial of service because of, a surgery, that's very unlikely now, and it's becoming even more unlikely moving forward.
Okay, so, and you're saying, in a sense, I'm better off just staying with my Advantage plan that I have, just keep going the way I'm going.
Not at all. That's, I do apologize. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm saying it's worth a look at a Medigap so that you can understand the way that it compares and operates against an Advantage plan. So I think you should take a look at it, compare it out, and then at that point you make the decision on what you think is most advantageous for you. But I think it's worth an education on how it operates.
It's not too late for next year to talk to you about this, right?
You're actually early right now, so we're good. You could call into MediConnect right now. We got the advisor standing by. They'll happily set an appointment with you, do the side-by-side comparison for you to make the individual determination. And that number, once again, 888-818-6334.
818-6334.
And the first three numbers are 888.
All right. Thank you. Do you want me to talk to somebody else or...
Yeah,
down here.
I'm not in the office right now, so they are, but you can call in. You'll talk to someone right away and get yourself an appointment.
All right, Tony, good call. Thank you very much. Don't forget, September the 12th, all of these seminars at 6 o'clock, Holiday Inn Monroeville Boulevard. The 13th, back to the Holiday Inn Monroeville Boulevard. September 19th, two sessions, 6 and 7:15 in the evening, AHN Hospice, McCandless, Duncan Avenue. September 20th, Holiday Inn Washington Pike. And then September 26th, Beaver Memorial Library in Beaver, PA, 888-818-6334. Register right now. They are free, but you have to register for these seminars or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Rob Pratt, Sean Horn, The Inside Connection continues in just moments on KDKA. All right, back with Sean Horn, our fourth and final segment. So get ready because here we go.
So again, we would just want to, you know, review the topics that we've had today and also talk a little bit more about football, because I could really do that all day here with you, Rob. I could Medicare is what pays me, but I really love talking about football. So
me too.
We'll get back into that shortly. But, you know, want to talk one more time about the fact that in Monroeville, the Penn Hills, Verona, all the way out to Greensburg and Plum areas, if you're in the East Hills of Pittsburgh, it is worth checking out the upcoming seminars that we have in Monroeville. Again, we have two events, one day apart. Same location, same time. So I want to get to that again. We're going to be September 12th. We're at the Holiday Inn in Monroeville on Monroeville Boulevard. So September 12th and 13th, 6 o'clock start times, free to attend. In under an hour, you'll get all the information you need in order to build that foundational knowledge of Medicare so that you can make the proper decision for yourself, whether you even need Medicare or not. So again, free to attend, get all your questions answered. And also, just as importantly as getting your questions answered, here are the questions of your neighbors, because there's a really strong chance that you, I know if I was sitting in the audience, I may not want to ask what I felt was a stupid question, but I assure you, there's a neighbor in the room that's going to be there with you that will absolutely answer or get the answers that they deserve to whatever questions might be out there, as stupid as you may think the query is. So really, check out these events, but also want to talk about the fact that we're going to be at the AHN Hospital in McCandless on September 19th. We have 6 and 7:15 start times. Typically, when we're talking about a 7:15 start time, that usually means our 6 o'clock event is almost full. So, you know, again, if you're in the North Hills area and you need this information, AHN Hospital in McCandless. September 20th, a Holiday Inn in Washington, on Washington Pike in Bridgeville. And then September 26th, the Beaver Memorial Library, Beaver, Pennsylvania. I was super excited about that event. So a lot of great opportunities to, you know, get that information you need, but also want to once again reiterate the fact that the great Rob Pratt is going to be on the Inside Connection podcast tomorrow, CBS News Pittsburgh. So as you're getting ready to watch the Steelers at 1 o'clock, why not plug in with Rob and I at 12 tomorrow as well? CBS News Pittsburgh, download the app from your iPhone's app store or go to cbsnews.com/Pittsburgh to tune in at noon. Also, again, we talk a lot about the annual notice of change this year. This is a document that you really do have to pay attention with relation to how your coverage works now versus what is going to happen next year. Do not get lulled into coverage that you just don't want to, you know, if you don't want to address it because this is difficult, I understand. But that is why MediConnect is here. This is what makes us top rated. Let us help you make that comparison. Really, you know, drive home whether a need is necessary or if you should stay on your current plan, and we'll help you service that year in and year out again, completely free of cost. We do have on, if you go to our website, MediConnectInsurance.com, we do have the free ebook, the 5 biggest Medicare mistakes you can make and how to avoid them. Again, go to our website. It's the top of the page. Click on it. You can have that downloaded right from our website or sent to your email. There's no cost, no obligation. Feel free to read. It's a very easy read, I do have to add. So I would definitely get plugged in there. And Rob, I'm very excited to announce as well the fact that our YouTube page, by the end of this weekend, is going to be at 10,000 subscribers. So that's a far jump from the 6 that we had in February. So it's been a very rapid rise that we're very proud of, and a lot of great content. You get to meet our experts on there. You get to see our previous radio shows, our previous podcasts, get to, you know, really plug into the Medicare in a minute as well, have all these different and difficult subjects broken down in 1-minute segments to make it very easy for you. So if you like it, go ahead and subscribe, become one of the 10,000. We'd be happy to keep delivering this content to you to have Medicare made simple.
All right. Well, before we give the seminars one more time, tell everybody what these seminars are.
So if you're new to Medicare within the next 12 months, and again, this is whether or not you're turning 65 in the next year, or you're over the age of 65 and you're considering Medicare, perhaps, like my good friend Rob Pratt has been talking about with me during the breaks on this show. Whatever the case may be, if you're looking to continue working even, but you do know that Medicare is available to you, you should really come and check out these seminars. Again, we give you about 45 minutes to 50 minutes of educational content where we break down all the different layers of Medicare, show you how to avoid the penalties, how to maximize your drug coverage to avoid the donut hole if at all possible. We'll get into all of that in the 45 to 50 minutes. And then we also leave time at the end for you to get your questions answered by one of the top-rated experts at MediConnect. And then afterwards, if you need help, we'll be happy to meet with you individually to give you the one-on-one guidance you deserve.
All these are at 6 o'clock, September 12th and 13th, Holiday Inn, Monroeville Boulevard, September 19th, 2 sessions, 6 and 7 p.m., AHN Hospital McCandless, and September 20th at 6, Holiday Inn, Washington Pike, and September 26th, Beaver Memorial Library. Again, September the 12th and 13th, Holiday Inn, Monroeville, September 19th, 6 and 7, 15 in the evening, AHN Hospital McCandless, Duncan Avenue, and then September 20th, Holiday Inn, Washington Pike, Bridgeville, September 26th, Beaver Memorial Library. They are free, but you've got to register. You can do so by going to MediConnectInsurance.com, MediConnectInsurance.com, or call now and set up that appointment as well, where there is never a charge for your for their services. They are there standing by until noon today. Our live advisors, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And again, for everything, MediConnectInsurance.com, and click on that seminars tab where you can register there as well. Final 30 seconds. It's all yours because we're so excited to have you back.
Hey, I'm excited to be back. It's been way too long. I missed the prep pack. I thank you all for your thoughts during the last few weeks. Again, the recovery was quite simple. So I cannot thank the medical team at Allegheny General Hospital enough, specifically Douglas Chen, the audiologist, and Alexander Yu, the neurosurgeon. Their teams are phenomenal. So happy to be back. Thank you. And here we go.
Here we go. 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com. Have a great day and join us every Saturday for the Inside Connection on KDKA.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.